Greetings in our Lord Jesus Christ, my brothers and sisters. This is Teófilo de Jesús welcoming you to another podcast, a podcast out of Vivificat, my website. Today we're going to engage in the divine reading in Lectio Divina, where we will meditate upon Psalm 77, the morning psalm for morning prayer for Wednesday, the second week of the Liturgy of the Hours. First, we arrange a place so it is restful, warm, and non-distracting. This may involve the lighting of candles, the burning of incense, the shutting of doors, and drawing of curtains, whatever makes one feel calm and at peace. Then we assume bodily posture that is conducive to prayer and reading. We breathe slowly, focusing on the holy name of Jesus and nothing else, until we are relaxed and able to focus our attention solely on Scripture. If our minds wander, we gently bring our attention back to the holy name of our Lord, breathing in and out rhythmically. Note that, unlike in Eastern prayer, which seeks to empty oneself to be open to some great nothing, we are ever mindful of the one almighty, triune, and transcendent God, and are trying to calm ourselves so that what he might reveal to us through his word may more easily be perceived. If you are driving, keep the eyes of your body on the road and the eyes of your heart on the Lord. It is good if the place chosen for Lectio Divina is a comfortable area chosen just for this and other prayerful activities. The presence of relevant icons and other visual aids to meditation can be of great benefit. Now we pray a prayer to the Holy Ghost, such as this one. Come, Holy Ghost, fill the hearts and minds of the faithful servants and inflame them with the fire of thy divine love. Let us pray. O God, who by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit didst instruct the hearts of thy faithful servants, grant us in the same spirit to discern what is right and enjoy his comfort forever, through our Lord Jesus Christ, who liveth and reigneth, one God, with thee and the same Spirit, world without end. Amen. Now that we are relaxed and in a contemplative mode, we trace the sign of the cross on the book of Scripture. Kiss the cross we traced, and then open it to read. A psalm, Psalm 77, recalling God's works. I cry aloud to God. Cry aloud to God that he may hear me. In the day of my distress I sought the Lord. My hands were raised at night without ceasing. My soul refused to be consoled. I remembered my God and I groaned. I pondered and my spirit fainted. You withheld sleep from my eyes. I was troubled. I could not speak. I thought of the days of long ago, and remembered the years long past. At night I mused within my heart. I pondered and my spirit questioned. Will the Lord reject us forever? Will he show us his favor no more? Has his love vanished forever? Has his promise come to an end? Does God forget his mercy, or in anger withhold his compassion? I said, this is what causes my grief, that the way of the Most High has changed. I remember the deeds of the Lord. I remember your wonders of old. I muse on all your works and ponder your mighty deeds. Your ways, O God, are holy. What God is great as our God? You are the God who works wonders. You showed your power among the peoples. Your strong arm redeemed your people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. The waters saw you, O God. The waters saw you and trembled. The depths were moved with terror. The clouds poured down rain. The skies sent forth their voice. Your arrows flashed to and fro. Your thunder rolled around the sky. Your flashes lighted up the world. The earth was moved and trembled when your way led through the sea, your path through the mighty waters, and no one saw your footprints. You guided your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, it is now, and will be forever. Amen. Now we will meditate on what we have read, perhaps even reading it again, visualizing it and listening to the aspect of it that reveals the divine mysteries. We want the deeper spiritual meanings of the words, and read it for its anagogical or scatological sense and its typical or allegorical sense. We consider the types and the antitypes, the shadows and symbolism, in order to understand the deeper reality the Holy Ghost intends to convey by arranging nature and history as he did, thereby inspiring the writer of the text to write as he did. We ask God for the grace to be changed by what we have read, to come more fully into being what he wants us to be, and to help us apply the tropological or moral sense of the scripture to our lives. For the next minute, we will rest in gratitude and contemplation for God and his word that he has come to give us today in this beautiful Psalm 77 for 1 minute. Now that we have completed our 1 minute reflection and meditation, we can have a colatio. This is the part of Lectio Divina that we share with others. We discuss what we have learned. Let me share with you the verses that during the meditatio, the meditation, came to me, to my consciousness, and grabbed my attention. The psalmist asks the following questions, or makes one observation and then asks the following questions in these two paragraphs. You withheld, he's talking to God, you withheld sleep from my eyes. I was troubled. I could not speak. I thought of the days of long ago and remembered the years long past. At night, I mused within my heart. I pondered and my spirit questioned. Now listen to this. The psalmist asks, will the Lord reject us forever? Will he show us his favor no more? Has his love vanished forever? Has his promise come to an end? Does God forget his mercy, or in anger withhold his compassion? Recently, we have heard of the publication of the letters that the Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta wrote to her superiors and spiritual directors. Those letters tell us about the darkness that she felt throughout most of her life, the sense of being abandoned by God, the fact that she was not able to feel God or to even feel his spiritual consolations. As she groped in the dark, looking for the face of God. This is nothing new. This song was written about 2,500, 2,600, maybe 3,000 years ago. And the psalmist demonstrates the same feelings that a mother saint like Mother Teresa had. The psalmist also predated Christ's cry while on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? In fact, there's another psalm which prefigures in its prophetic, in its prophecy, the feelings that Christ, our Savior and Lord, had when he was nailed to that cross to die for our sins. Those who are familiar with God will go through this in different stages and different degrees. This experience of asking questions, of pondering, of even perhaps on the border of doubt, asking God if his love has vanished forever, that he has forgotten his promise and mercy or withheld his compassion. This is something that every single soul that speaks to God and encounters God, feels and experiences throughout his or her experience of God, experience of prayer. I think this psalm is very apropos. If we have questions, if we sometimes are on the border of despair because God hides from us, our response must be love. Love is not a feeling. And to have faith is not to have faith in one's faith, but to have faith in God. We choose through his grace to love God and one another, even when he hides his face from us. That's why we have to seek his face in the neighbor, in those who are in need. No one who serves the neighbor is unbeknown of God. Because when we do that, we're serving God. And in the face of those who are the poorest of the poor, God smiles at us. I give thanks to you, my Lord and my God. Through the Holy Spirit, you have revealed to us these truths. Truth that you have hidden from those who believe themselves wise, who believe themselves knowledgeable. And you have chosen to reveal these simple truths to those who are little, those who are small, those who are simple. give us now the strength that we need to live out these words, not to despair, to choose to love, to choose to love you and love one another, even when we can't see you, even during those periods of spiritual dryness, trusting that you will come to satiate us, to fill us with your living water and transform us. For in that manner to spend an eternity with you, loving you, allowing ourselves to be loved by you, and loving others forever and ever. With these words in mind of the Holy Psalm, inscribe those words in our hearts and make us go out to live what we have just learned. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.